Brilliance Audio presents First Bite by Danny Harper, performed by Veronica Munch.
At least she'd picked a scenic place for her last night. Geneva Rain Ross, Neva, hugged herself tightly against the night wind as the waxing moon rose like a frosted pearl overhead. It silvered the wide river far below, lighting its serpentine path along the feet of the blue mountains. Frozen sparks of light glittered in the blue-black sky. Was it Van Gogh who said the sight of stars made him dream? She used to have dreams, too, for herself, for her life. But as Neva gazed at the sky, she felt a tug within her, a deep longing and an excited recognition by something inside her, something that was wild and alien and other. It scared the hell out of her. That's what had brought her to this beautiful place, driven her to her lonely purpose. Only a few more nights till the moon is full, and she wouldn't see it. Not here, not anywhere. The enormity of that fact chilled her much more than the wind, and she shivered. How was she supposed to do this? I don't want to die. Well, duh, that was a given. But she couldn't live with what she'd become, either. She had to protect her family, her friends, all the people whom she loved, all the people who wouldn't understand what was happening to her, and why she was killing them. She sat on a large square boulder, one of many that jutted from the grassy hillside. These mountains were filled with memories for her, clambering on the rocks as a child, sunning on them with a book as a teenager. She'd grieved her first broken heart right here, where the breeze and the tall pines breathed peace. The hilltop was considered sacred by the local natives, and she could see why. But Neva had always thought of it as her own special place. And it was the first place she thought of when she made the most difficult decision of her life. She stared determinedly at the edge of the cliff, at the path she intended to take. They'll think I just slipped. That wouldn't be hard for anyone to imagine. Neva had always been, well, a little on the awkward side. Earlier this year, she'd managed to trip on a sidewalk crack and ended up with a cast on her wrist. Of course, that was before. Lately, she couldn't help but notice a new agility, an almost feline grace to her step. She hadn't needed so much as a Band-Aid for weeks. There could be real advantages to... No. She wouldn't be swayed. Neva didn't think of herself as a particularly brave person, but she had to find some shred of courage in her, something that would allow her to do what she had come here to do. And she should do it now. She really should. She'd never be able to make herself climb this steep, rocky trail to this isolated spot again, knowing what she was coming here for. Neva stood on shaky legs, her focus on the cliff's edge. It was maybe a couple of dozen steps if she ran, and she was going to have to run if she wanted to clear the chalky sandstone side of the hill. She blanked out that dreadful image and took a step forward. Two steps. Three. Her heart was pounding so hard that she could hear it throbbing in her ears, feel it in her throat. There were tears streaming down her face now, but she took another step, and another. Her knees were jelly, and if she didn't hurry, her legs might give way. Suddenly, that something deep within her stirred again. She heard it call out to her as she took another wobbly step, but she dared not listen. She dared not heed. Six steps. Seven.
He didn't know why his lupine persona had brought him here.
Travis William had wanted, no, needed to go for a run, and had simply given his inner wolf its head. You damn well better know the way back. His alter ego ignored him, too busy enjoying its freedom to respond. Boxy boulders erupted through the steep, grassy hillsides like a giant's molars, and pine trees punctuated the slopes, their roots clinging to the sharp incline. As he trotted along the ridgeline, he felt himself relax. The air was cool and clear,